Well, how good's this? A pod by the big men of the competition and women. For too long, ruckmen have been seen and not heard, told to get knees in the back, sit in the hole, shut up in meetings, no opinions. Well, it's bullshit and it's got to stop. This is 200 plus. Get your knees up, boys. Yes, it is 200 plus footy from a higher place. Nick Butler and Sammy Draper. And where the fuck is Goz?
Where is that man?
I'm told, and I don't know if this is true, he's on his way. He's okay. had a Zoom meeting with the South Korean owners of TikTok about upping his price or something. So okay. He's getting big.
Okay.
How big is he?
Yeah, he's getting quite big. It's like 7 million followers or something now, which is quite outrageous.
I don't buy into that. But the way I look at it is, at your footy club, what percentage of the list would know who Goz is?
There's probably about 50-50 that know him from footy and the other half from his social media stuff. So there's probably a bit of balance there.
Yeah, no, that's pretty good. So 21 out of 45 know Goz from his social media.
Yeah, probably, yeah. The big brother guy, they call him.
The big brother guy. Yeah. On that, right, this could upset me, but how many would know me?
okay, so I'll be honest, yeah. All right?
When
I've told a few of the boys that I've started the podcast and I've said,
oh, no.
Who's on it? And the guys, oh yeah, guys, the big brother guy, Nick Butler, I'm like, who the fuck's that?
Fuck up, Drapes. I was on billboards in Adelaide, mate.
I know. I went into
who
bat for you.
Who said who the fuck's that?
I can't reveal, but I went into bat for you and I listed off all your records and all that. But
thanks, mate.
Yeah, now they know. They know now. McGarry votes.
Two McGarry votes. Friday night against Norwood. But that's okay. No, that's the way. I reckon if half the footy club know you, you're big. And Goz is big.
Yeah.
The 7 million TikTok, is he paying for those or where are they?
Yeah.
But he's flying.
It's pretty extraordinary for not a word spoken.
What about little Hutchie? How many know him? 40?
Yeah, a little bit. He's getting up there, little Hutchie. Yeah, we don't like him.
The big brother guy got me thinking, do you remember hot dogs?
Hot dogs?
Hot dogs.
The food.
No, when I was, so you're younger than me, but I'm talking peak big brother about 04. And this I feel sorry for hot dogs. There was a guy called Hot Dogs.
Oh, it's a person.
He was in Big Brother. He was Goz 20 years ago, right?
Okay.
And this guy was so big that they gave him his own show, Hot Dogs Up Late.
Wow.
Now, you might be sitting at home watching the TV thinking, oh, my God, Hot Dogs is more excited than usual. Well, you're dead right. I am. And the reason why I am is because if you guys were watching last night, you'd know that we had a very, very exciting finish.
I Googled him the other day and he's now working in real estate, you know, no TikTok, no 300,000 Insta.
Yeah.
So I feel a bit sorry for those early Big Brother guys.
Well, that's probably Goz soon. He is working in real estate as well, I think. So I think, yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong
there's
with
similarities.
Working in real estate, but Hot Dogs was big is what I'm saying. And okay. Social media and TikTok, it's happening.
Yeah.
It's there.
Well, we need to get the 200 plus on Goz's TikTok, then that'd be nice. Six mil followers, that'd be good.
Are you saying to me, maybe start writing Goz's coattails a bit?
I think
because
so.
Because I thought, you know, me, been a newsreader, played a few games, a few McGarry votes.
Mm.
Guys know you?
Yeah, I think, yeah. Maybe or you can get on TikTok as well.
Okay.
Maybe you can go viral.
Oh, maybe. I've been viral, don't you worry about that, but not in a good way. The suits are into us. Hey, how was your week? Not footy. We'll rip the band-aid off the footy in a minute. But anything good in your big man week? What was positive?
Positive this week. The sun was shining.
Yeah,
I'm still happy as a person, so that's good. But yeah, footy not so great at the moment. But yeah,
do you want to rip the band-aid off?
I think it's probably time we get into it.
What happened? I mean, we've talked about, like, I put that in my diary. I sat down. I was in the high country, the tall country,
mm-hmm.
having a beer. You were skipping in the warm up, like pumped, like you're over your flu. And it's not all you. And then, you know, Dice is doing his thing with the family and thinking this is going to be good. And you just all went shit.
Yeah. It's, went pretty shit. Not a good way to play for, especially in a big occasion for our skipper. But hopefully don't have to do that ever again.
Can you put your finger on it? And footy's a weird game. Like sometimes it doesn't work. Was there something that was a bit off in hindsight?
No, trained well. Everything went well. But I think, just didn't turn up how he wanted to turn up on the night. And, got smashed around the ball, and that's something that didn't sit well with me. So, for this weekend, I think we're going to be really, really strong approach on that. So, yeah.
That's all you can do. I heard Andy McGrath speak Monday, and you guys have spoken really well about it too. Like, I thought your captain was great, so we don't need to delve right into it. Dyson did it for the group and was really emotional on the couch. Andy McGrath fronted up too and said, I don't know if he was talking laser pointer or leading teams, but said the boys need to have conversations here. Mm-hmm. It's not up to the coach. Have you had a few of those?
Yeah, we did a few conversations this week, and I think some good stuff's going to come out of it. Yeah, looking forward to move on to this week and looking forward to what we can do.
It's good. And it's really hard to stay positive in these times. Everyone's chipping at you.
Mm.
How is the... you're almost getting bagged for staying positive.
Yeah.
Is that getting frustrating?
It is a bit. And the frustrating thing is we're working so hard and the boys are all really close with each other and we want this success. So it's not quite happening yet, but... I honestly think it will happen soon. We just need to start getting a few things sorted and then we'll be right.
You're going to bring your angry head to dream time or?
Can't reveal too much, but we'll have to wait and see.
Well done. We've ripped the Band-Aid off. Righto, Drapes. Big issue. It's election day on Saturday. I know it's game day for you, but for the rest of the country, it's election day. The country is deciding.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is interesting. Have you got a vote pre-game? You're actually a question before that. Have you ever voted before? You're pretty new in your political career.
No, never voted before. So this will be your first one.
Well, it's very weird. I mean, you rock up at a kinder or a primary school and there's about 1,000 flogs handing out, how to vote cards. Vote for me, vote for me. It's quite, quite scary, really. But you've got to pick and stick a thing in the box and then you can go and play footy. So
yeah,
you probably need to get your head round it a bit.
Yeah, I can probably fit in that and a sausage sizzle as well at the primary school, but I'm sure I can fit it in my routine on Saturday.
Good here. And our good friends at Budgies are offering free budgies if you vote in your budgies, which you'd be half a chance to do. If you do it before 3 and upload it,
yeah,
a free pair of budgie smugglers.
That could be worth it, yeah.
Okay. Are you into your politics? Are you
No.
climate change or taxes or employment or... I think small business.
Whoever looks after the big men and women of the country, that's got my vote.
Well, we might have to get that man on because there is a 200 pluser. This is thanks to a DM that we've been able to find a 200 pluser Labor candidate up there in Hunter, and his name is Dan Repicoli. Let's dial him in now.
Good afternoon, Dan speaking.
Hello, Dan. Nick Butler, Sam Draper from 200 plus. What a thrill to have the biggest man in politics on the 200 plus podcast.
Pleasure to be here.
Hey, before we get into policy and coal and climate change and all the hard-hitting stuff you would have dealt with on the ABC, we want to know about your rucking career out in the west of Melbourne. Were you a shin guard-wearing, tone-setting ruckman back in the day?
I was definitely not tone, there's no doubt about that. I was probably 120-kilo ruckman when I was playing for Romsey Redbacks in the reserves.
Oh, yeah. Tell us a bit about what you used to bring to the table. Were you a physical type and, you know, wound them before they wound me, then sit back in the hole, or...?
I pretty much just bring 202 centimetres and 120 kilos to the table. So it really wasn't too much, but I got around the ground and had a good time, and that was about it, really, and enjoyed a beer afterwards.
Oh, we love that. Well, it's a great thrill to speak to you. And are you a bit of a fan of Sammy Draper? I mean, he's 205 and has a big mullet and looks like Hercules. I understand you're pretty keen on your AFL.
He's a lot more handsome than I am, no doubt about that. And I am very, very keen on the AFL.
That's good. What team do you follow?
Western Bulldogs. Lucky enough to go to the grand final in 2016 when they won. So, which was great, but that's the really the only good memory I've got.
Well, we want to touch on your shooting memories. I mean, 3-time Com Games gold, 5 Olympics. You've got a lot to be proud of there. You're a big shooter.
Yes, certainly have. I've been in every Olympic game since 2004 in Athens. So they're great to go to. It's great to be part of the Australian Olympic team. And any time you can represent your country in anything you do, it's an amazing, amazing feeling.
Indeed. And what about the move to politics and getting up to the Hunter? I mean, this is a real hotbed. Can you briefly tell us how you've ended up being the Labor candidate for the Hunter region?
Yes, certainly. I was sitting down having a beer, actually, on the couch when I got back from Tokyo last year, and when I was in isolation, and I had a call from one of the party members, and they started off with just saying, "Just hear me out." And then heard him out, and we went from there. About 40 meetings later, they knew I was interested in the party because I'd been involved in unions and things in the past, and it was also a delegate and used to ask how the party's going. So they knew that I had a genuine interest, and yeah, now we're here. In 3 days, we'll be at the polls.
Yeah, we're getting towards three-quarter time in the campaign. Are you confident who you're up against? Obviously, that's been national territory up there. You're going to get a bit. You can't get physical with your opposition, but have you had a debate or any one-on-one time?
I've treated it just the same as an Olympic Games. So I've left nothing in the tank. At the end of the day, it's up to the voters now. I've done everything that I can do to show them the person I am and to show them the party that we are. So now it's just up to the voters.
Okay. Any tips for this weekend? Who to vote for?
Labor.
Well, you might be able to swing me. I'm not so concerned about coal and climate, but what about big man policies? Can you help us with any policies for big men out there and women?
Well, I think we should definitely be getting into some very comfortable underwear to stop chafe for big men.
Yes.
Chafe is probably the worst friend of any athlete, I would imagine. So, yes, it doesn't go well with anyone.
And we've got a great product down here that helps with the corkies called Rapagel. Could we maybe get some government subsidies for some Rapagel? It's designed for horses and dogs, but it's very good on wounded legs.
Well, we'll see what we can do. If we get Labor in, my door will always be open for chat on this one.
Hey, Dan, wonderful to speak to the only 200-plus candidate in politics. So, well, I don't think we've checked that fact, but you're our man. Good luck up there, and hopefully you can get in and be part of the big time on Saturday. Great to chat to you, and all the best.
Thank you, guys. Pleasure to chat, and look forward to doing it if I'm lucky enough to become the Hunter MP.
Indeed, there he is, Big Dan Rebicoli, five-time Olympian. And could soon be in the big house of politics. That was that's like Lee Sales from you. Very good questions. Hard hitting.
Yeah, that was good. We need to get the photo up of him because he is a big unit.
He is, mate. He's from like Melton, and then as he said, he threw his weight around in the Romsey Redbacks.
Mm, he looks like a Viking. He's got the big beard and all. It's very good.
And the guy he's up against is about 5'4" and weighs 70 kilos. So I think if he just needs to get up to the polling booth and freak him out. Death staring.
Set the tone, as
you
we love
set
to
the
say.
Tone.
Yeah.
Set the tone and scare all the other voters. But that was good.
That was good.
We're getting the weird areas on 200 plus.
Yeah, that was good for a first guest.
Mate, Drapes' Diary. So you're going to run out of here to go to Pottery. Mm. Is that true?
Yes,
we're true. On the quick record because of Pottery.
Yes, we're on a time limit today because I am booked in at 6 o'clock with the lovely. We're going down to do some pottery together, so I'm excited.
Okay, we'll get the report on that. How's your any Drapes' Diary action this week?
Oh, Dad's here.
Hey,
welcome.
Yeah, mate. The TikTok king.
Having you ready, boys?
How'd you go, mate? Was it a meeting with South Korea?
Well, actually, where have you boys been? That's what I want to know. You know every Wednesday at 4 o'clock I'm down at the Oval doing centre bounces. So I guess, you know, you guys don't want to do it this week. Drapes, you want to do it under the one percenters this week?
I forgot my shin pad, so.
That's
I've,
a good,
I've, mate, I've got two in the car.
Well, I had spares, buddy. I had three there on the field. I had to give two away.
Fuck.
Well, kids are watching.
It's you're right. Just rolling in and ruining things. We're talking Drapes' Diary. So okay. He's got pottery after this.
Yeah.
What did
what
you get up
going?
To during the week?
I'm going to pottery with my girlfriend at 6.
That's a weird way to call me a girlfriend, that's okay. Okay, you want to move to that stage already. Okay, Drapes, accept.
But yeah, I had a little trip to Sydney on the weekend. I was in the Prince of Paddington's area, Mini Hutchies,
oh,
we
yes.
call him.
Yes.
But I was down in Redleaf and in my new Dylan friend's Budgies. They were nice. Went for a dip. And then last night, a bit of hot yoga. With the Dal as well.
Bikram.
So how'd you go with the hot yoga?
Not too bad. I almost passed out at the end, but it was good. Good fun.
Yeah, right.
It felt really, yeah. It was
Are
like a
you
zen
pretty
kind of
flexible
flow.
For a big boy?
I actually am flexible for a big guy. I can do some weird stuff, which is
nice.
Yeah.
Do you budgie up in Bikram?
Nah, no budgies in Bikram. But I was in my shorts.
What, full budgies? Just budgies
I
only?
Or you're allowed to do it.
Yeah.
I
mean, you can get shirts
Is it
off.
Play on?
You can get your rig out, but I'll maybe go on the budgies next time.
Yeah, nice. Are you a sweater? Do you sweat?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Yeah,
it was, yeah
that's
disgusting.
One of the issues.
I actually had to tie my mullet up in a ponytail.
Oh, cute. Wow, the mullet up.
Because it gets all in my face, it's all sweaty, so the mullet was tied up in a nice little ponytail.
Wow, would you ever do it for a game?
It looked pretty horrific, so probably not.
Yeah. I'd love to see it up. It's an ode to 200 plus.
The Tigers boys would be quaking in their boots about you doing a bit of Bikram in your budgies.
Love that. You.
A quick one, message from the Suits. Where have you been?
Where have I been?
You're not bullshitting about doing ruck work. Where have you been?
Well, that is a good question. Where have I been?
Open
depends
house.
What kind
inspection
of answer do you want?
Was it a TikTok meeting? Or
no, no,
something
it wasn't a TikTok
social
meeting.
Media growing?
No.
Open house? No.
When you have a few businesses, there's these things that are called spot fires.
Right.
Now, how do you put a spot fire out? Plenty of ways. You yell at people or you just got to douse them. And I was dousing spot fires. But now I'm here. Let's start.
Yeah, mate. No, we're on.
Okay, we're going?
Yeah. So, pottery's good. And what about the old... We've had a big Dan Reptile Repicola on, the biggest politician in the world. We had a 202-centimetre Labor candidate who played ruck.
Wow.
From Melton South. He looks like a Viking, redhead.
Huge.
Non-shin guard wearer because he killed the vine in his shin. With
amazing.
With a broom.
Yeah.
He's going to sink his knee into the Liberal candidate Saturday. It was amazing interview.
That's enough for me. Got my vote.
And the policy he's going to bring in is undies that don't make him chafe.
That is huge. So, well done,
he's
guys.
He's a big chafer.
Yeah. You guys really did a lot without me. That's awesome.
Real media awards.
Yeah,
sort of
well
stuff.
Done.
Getting some ideas.
I love that.
So, but he's a shooter. So that might be another one for you, for your Drapes' style. Has he ever pulled the trigger?
No, never. That is the most rare thing, a 200-centimetre politician that's a shooter at the Olympics.
It's a shooter.
Bad chafe.
Yeah, what? Chafes.
And shooting, he gets chafe.
He's a big man. He's 120 kilos.
Mate, how get big are his thighs?
He would get chafe sitting down having a ham sandwich, this guy.
He's literally... Correct me if I'm wrong, Viking. When you shoot, you stand.
Yeah, it's a standing
it's just the
sport.
Recall is giving you some chafe. Huge. Well, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
As I said, got my vote Saturday. Are we voting Saturday?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, yeah. I mentioned this too. So Budgie's offering free budgies if you vote in your budgies. That's
that
amazing. If you upload a selfie before three, free budge.
Voting in budge.
Which is really confident.
Huge, because they can't kick you out, can they?
I don't.
You have to vote.
You get fined.
Yeah. All right. Well done. Thanks, Budgie.
Big issues.
Love that.
Big pod issues. Hey, right, Spirit Animal. We're going retrospective.
Yes.
This one came from a DM. So it's Brent Renouf, 2008 Premiership player.
Yeah.
Aggressive man.
Yeah.
Came into the Hawks. A real aggressive sort of cat. And he might be on the line now. Hey, Brent Renouf, 200-plus podcast, welcome. Yeah, good. Mate, now, the reason we've got you on, we celebrate a spirit animal every week, someone that just lives big man values of tone setting and kneeing blokes and being tough. And you have all those. We were told about 2011 against the Cats, you pretty much died on the field. You had a bleeding kidney, buggered lung, the works, and you refused to come off. Is it true?
Oh, there's elements of truth there, boys. 2011, I think it was round 12 or something like that versus Geelong, right in the heart of the Jeff Kennett curse where he said that we'll never lose to Geelong again. And there was a few games in a row where we lost to Geelong. I think it was the third quarter. I was standing in a ball up scenario with Brad Ottens. Ball up with Brad Ottens. He's got about 10 kilos on me, wrestling with him, and James Pozziadli comes through in the third man up scenario when that was still allowed.
That'll do
and,
it.
Yeah, I just did not even see it. I was looking at the ball, had Brad Ottens on one side with my arm across him and, kneed straight in the stomach. Yeah, it was probably one of the biggest hits I've ever copped on the footy field. And, straight to the deck, gathered myself, made my way to the bench, and sitting on the bench, I was trying to chat to the doc. And, he's sort of saying, what happened? And everyone basically thought I just got winded.
They always think that.
he's copped the hit, he'd be right. And, sitting there, I'm trying to tell the doc something doesn't feel right. And basically what happened was Clarko in that scenario was actually coaching from the bench, and Big Joe Roughhead was the only other big bloke on the ground that day. And about 2 minutes after I was sitting on the bench waiting to get assessed, he's gone down with his Achilles injury.
Achilles every time.
So he was the only backup ruckman. And basically he's gone down no good. Clarko's looked at me and said, with a few choice words, he said, you better suck it up and get back out there.
F and suck it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I just sort of looked at him, I saw the passion in his eyes, and we were up by a couple of goals at that stage. And I just stood up and ran back out there and yeah, played the rest of the third and the whole of the last quarter sort of under a bit of duress.
Amazing. What courage.
4 days later, I'm sitting in the Epworth Hospital and my my gallbladder actually erupted in my stomach.
Oh,
and
my God.
Had to have emergency surgery, and I had a bit of liver damage and a bit of damage internally. And that's where you said in the intro that I could have died. That's what the issue was. My gallbladder actually ruptured in my stomach. Mm, so
that'll do it. That will do
it. You don't have a gallbladder guard in your bag, do you?
Wow. No,
I don't have one of them. But yeah, that's where it all ended up. So 4 days later, a bit of a knock to the stomach. You should be right. You'll be winded. Turned it up into emergency surgery. So.
Did Clarko come and visit you and apologise for saying you better fucking get out there?
Yeah, he made it there by about Thursday.
Oh yeah, after that Monday. No worries. Hey Brent, Daniel Gorringe here, long time fan, first time talking to you. Where are you exactly right now?
Mate, right now I'm at the Michael Long Walk Lunch, celebrating everything Indigenous in the AFL and really excited about it. As you just asked earlier, I'm actually coaching the NT Thunder Academy programs in the under-18s girls and boys programs. And yeah, it's a special week for obviously Indigenous people for the Long Walk and the Dreamtime at the G game. So yeah, in Melbourne at the moment.
Lovely. Will you be watching this weekend? It's Drapes here.
What was that? Sorry. It's Drapes. Yeah. I watch you on the weekend, big fella. I like what you're about. I like the way you play footy.
Oh well, thank you very much. Any tips for me this weekend?
Mate, no, just have a crack. That's what love it's all that. About in the men's department of the game. Yes. You just got to get in and have a crack.
Someone who appreciates us. Enjoy, we love it.
We love that. Thank you.
Hey, mate, really quick one just on your journey with the Hawks. I mean, it took a while to get in there and then you got that opportunity in 08, and did you just lead the men's department? That's the way you played your footy, wasn't it? Knee up, elbows up, whatever. Just get it up.
Yeah, no, it was... Well, let's be honest, we had some serious cattle there that were under my feet, so it was more about just providing a contest, getting the ball to ground and letting the boys go to work. So, we had a pretty handy midfield there that did all the hard yards. But, that was Clarko's way as well. He was no-nonsense sort of player, and that's how he coached. So, it was all good.
Really appreciate you recounting your spirit animal talk, and keep doing great things up in the NT, mate. It's wonderful to chat to you, and great to have you on 200+.
Thanks, Brent.
No, I appreciate it, boys. And as I said earlier, it's about time that the big fellas get a voice.
Exactly. So. Good man. Good man.
Might not be the last time we call you two, mate. Go and have another beer. Fantastic.
Thanks, mate. See you, mate.
That was great.
Unbelievable. What a start.
Mate, he was a good player. Like 08, he actually was a little bit lucky. He didn't come in till about round 17 because Big Simon Taylor, Squizzy Taylor, had a rest, and he just was so aggressive. Clarko couldn't leave him out.
Amazing.
Like,
love
he
that.
Was a mean, like pretty skinny.
Unreal.
But mean.
And he was both socks up.
Oh,
yeah. Over the shin
both
guard.
Soccer.
Yeah, both
high
soccer.
Shinner.
Yeah.
Men's department.
Unbelievable.
Tough
what a man.
Talker.
What a man. A
bit more retrospective spirit animal, I think.
I like it.
I forgot to give him his prizes, too. He gets Magic Hand Car Wash, 13 locations across Victoria, and a cheeky monkey voucher. We'll ring him back and talk about Ruck after the show.
Perfect. Love it.
Right, guys, now that you're here,
yes.
Feedback. And there's plenty. Failures, feedback.
Mate, feedback is how we get better. Was I late today? Yes. Did I get some feedback? Yes. Will I be late next week? Not sure,
okay.
But we'll try and be here on time. So feedback this week, thank you everyone who's sending your feedback
Lots
in.
Of it.
We'd love to get better. The first bit of feedback's pretty on the point from Tom Sullivan. Just thought I'd let you know it might be hard to get Manute Bol on the potty since he passed away in 2010.
He's
but it's
dead.
Worth a shot, I guess.
That's on me. I've got to give myself
That is on you. You've got to be better there.
I was a big NBA man in the late 90s when Manute Bol and Muggsy Bogues was household names.
Yeah.
I didn't know he's dead.
Yes.
So I should have checked my facts.
No, we'll
so
check.
I,
we'll
I
check.
That.
No,
I
we'll check.
Hand
we'll...
up. Hand up. I'll be better next week.
We'll check.
It says, and probably deserves a personalised Rocket Eat spray as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
That might be hard
I
as well.
I got one of those on Monday. I'll tell you about that in a minute. A media spray. I got a media spray.
Wow.
Another media person.
Bit of a rev up.
Yeah, go.
Joel Rowey a boat. Nice play on words for his username, Joel. He just sent in a photo of it looks like a beer pong table.
with Drake.
Says, watch your elbows. There's some superstars on there. There's some Dragon Ball Z characters. There's the lead man for Foo Fighters. And then there's Drapes on there as well.
In the key spot.
In the key spot.
Next to Aaron Hall.
Next to Aaron Hall. So obviously his favourite players are Aaron Hall and Big Drapes, which is great.
Get one of those in here.
I know. Noah De Bruin, great last name, De Bruin. Is anything more worse than a mid who goes to give the handball to the man running past, looks and see the ruckman is the man and decides, nah, you just kick it off the shin guard?
Yeah, it's rough.
Mm.
But do you call? Big men, you don't call. No, you do call.
I call for the ball. Yeah. I get pissed off when they don't give it. Let me burst through and have a bounce and take someone
on.
Burst.
I feel like when you burst, though, you're just thinking, who can I damage here? Like, if someone's in my way, forget the ball, I'm going through you.
Yeah, it's a bit chaotic.
And I love that.
Don't know how people
and then you just sink your hoof into it, don't you? Big floater.
Yeah, try and get the foot to my...
Yes.
The ball to my foot. Yeah, that's the one.
It's good feedback, though. I like
good
that.
Feedback. Gab Holman. Hey, boys, sub 200 pissant here, so we still let him in. Thanks for listening. With the shin guards, I reckon you have to send some down to Geelong for blitz arbs. Was the man, the main man in the ruck last week with no shin guard in sight. Again, like
aren't
we said.
They sharp-eyed.
Insanity. Wow. And thank you for being on shin guard watch. We love that.
Yep.
And then from Rachel Elizabeth, hello legends up there. Thank you, referencing a height.
They like it.
Just hoping to get some answers as to what this thigh guard could be for. Wow, have you seen this before?
Yeah.
As a small forward, I have no answers. Thank you in advance and keep doing great. So it looks like...
It's Ro Marshall.
Ro Marshall is wearing a thigh guard.
And a shin guard.
No, well, he had. Wow. I've got some background here. He got the atomic corky in the when poor old Hayes did his knee that night, and he sat on the bike for an hour. So he's got a real bad one, a real blood knot.
Yeah,
that's great.
And he's playing with it with the thigh pad.
Huge.
So that's just an atomic corky protector.
I love
for
that.
Those that aren't educated.
Yeah.
How long do you reckon until we're like full like hockey goalkeepers in the ruck? We just got
you should
pads
just
everywhere.
Right, just 1 week, like one round, maybe the one of the end rounds, just literally pad up
just
everything.
Pad up.
Just elbow pads, like knee pads, just go full pad protection.
All right. If I'm that sore, yeah, we could consider it.
I like it. And that's our feedback for the week.
Any negative?
There
not that
were
was given to us.
No, I think the week before we had some negative feedback and the comments were directed at me for a few things, but we seem to have calmed down, which is good.
Cool. Yeah. Are we still number one?
I don't know. The fact number that no two. One's
number
sending
two,
the
not
list.
Not Peter Crouch. State of origin.
I mean, it's flashing the
pan.
Oh,
please.
Yeah, they'll be gone soon.
Well,
be back up.
State of put me to sleep.
There was a bit... We did get a bit of negative from Little Hutchie. Have you seen Little Hutchie send to all email about cleanliness?
I grew an all staff email.
An all staff.
Oh, no.
Really?
About what's he said?
From coffee HR. Cups and bin bags. And
oh, wow.
It's real. Sort
who's
of.
It directed towards, though? Because they're normally directed at sub-producer Sam. I've got you on my site.
It was leadership.
Wow.
And long, a one pager with. Alarms either side, like, read this.
God.
He's kidding himself,
isn't
he?
Do not skip. Do not skip. Please read.
He's
that's not on.
He's
not
big,
on.
Big for his boots.
He is. Boys, before our budgie smuggler, I did mention a bit of journo feedback, which is a bit weird for you boys. But I got the scans, the scan shift on Monday morning. We have to go and sit out at scans like a flog and wait for injured boys to roll in.
I love that.
Right? So I'm there. I'm the captain of scans, man. I've been doing it for 10 years. Hey boys,
you know how it works.
Zachy Williams, Achilles, yeah. And I'm chatting to Sarah Ollie, love Sarah Ollie, and I go, geez, cold, Sarah. I'll go get us a couple of coffees from Macca's.
No,
she goes, yeah, good on you. Like she goes, you don't think Zach Williams are rolling? I'm like, nah, like got this covered, and I know the times. Come back in with a couple of lattes, and Zach's like, limped in the door.
Missed
our camera still in the bag.
Missed him.
missed Zach.
So how does that go down when you say we've missed
him? No, well, I go, nah, it's all right. You know, Zach, I sort of, you know, made your deal. Zach knows deal. Might have dropped your name.
Yeah.
We'll get him on the way out. Goes to the underground car park.
Oh, no.
I get a thumbs up.
Oh, no.
Hi, mate. Got some Rocket Eid.
Wow.
Big surfer fuck. What were you doing?
Big feedback, back at ya.
What were you doing when
deserved.
Zach Williams
Fair
came
enough.
In with the dead Achilles?
Could have saved it.
Getting Sarah Ollie a coffee.
Yeah, could have saved it because said, hey, Zach, massive fan, would you mind just going out and then coming back in again? Because I've missed that and I really need this.
Anyway, that's my story. Bit of tough love.
I like it.
Budgie Smuggler.
Yes.
Best response on Insta gets the $100 Budgie Smuggler voucher.
Correct.
Last week, if you poo yourself in the hole, you should... ... This one went off. Everyone's pooed themselves once and they want to talk about it.
They do. A lot of people got around this. And we have a winner, Josh Finlay. He said, you blame it on your poor eyesight and say you lost the footy, miss Tuesday training for an optometrist appointment, and show up on Thursday with a Mason Cox-style prescription goggles that will help you see better when they're actually just a pair of Zogs you took from the local pools, lost and found.
Give him the budget.
A lot of admin, but awesome.
Yeah.
Great.
Good one.
No, yeah. That's good.
Happy with that?
Happy with that.
And like it. Great responses. Like, people are taking time out of their day, their smoko or lunch hour, to think about when they pooed themselves and
thinking about
how
it
felt.
Yeah. So
what
on, Josh?
This week's, right? And this is, you guys made it to the big time in footy. So for you guys, this is non-footy. Mm-hmm. For me, it can be footy and a lot of other people out there. The old story you hear in the front bar, I could have made it to the big time, but.
Yeah, oh, this would be big. This
could have made it to the big time.
There's a lot of these. There is a lot of these.
There's a lot of could have made it to the big times, but dot, dot, dots for me. But my biggest fuck up was when I was 18, I got a letter from Terry Wallace saying, you're on our radar, you're a bit stiff, you didn't get drafted, come down to a training day, we want to have a look at you. This is like letterhead from the Bulldogs. And I'd been at school, he's drinking piss, and was a bit worried about doing a beep test. So this was very soft on my part. So I, in my head, said, there'll be 200 flogs going to this. I don't need to go to this. I kick five late in the year. They've seen what I can do. I'll get a bit fitter and talk to the Dogs then. Decided to go to the Caulfield races to drink more piss.
Oh, no.
Find out from one bloke that was there from the Murray Bush Rangers, four blokes. Terry's written a letter to four blokes and I shoved it in my drawer and went and lost $200 at the races.
No.
Wow.
And my dad still doesn't know.
Well
no. He does now. Anyway, so I could have made it to the big time if I went to Terry's training day, because there was no 200 plus, one other 200 plus, and he was a dud. Yes. They took him.
You could have made it big time. You could have been anything.
Nick Bruton? No, he was good. He wasn't a duck. Hey, anyway.
Love that.
Next one. Could have made it to the big time, but.
So mine is Big Brother. Could have made it the big time, but the, you know, when we vote, a bit like the election maybe, it's all rigged.
Yeah. Hot Dogs lost too.
Hot Dogs lost. They rigged these things. They're all planned prior. It's like a soap drama. Could have made it, but, you know, it was in the script for me.
Where would you be if you won Big Brother? Would you be here?
I'd be on time. That'd be for one. Don't that much right now. I would be
even
here.
In a limo.
I would be. I would have, yeah. So could have made it, but, you know, the votings and the politics of it all, don't get me started.
Yeah, stiff.
Yeah.
Good.
Thanks.
Drapes.
Yeah. My favourite one that gets floated around a lot at local footy clubs is just the, could have made it, but my knee. Fuck me.
Yeah. Oh, everyone's got a
knee.
Everyone's
got a knee story or something like that. So a few of them around.
Everyone has
what
an injury.
What about you? Could you have made it in something else other than footy? If you had a bit of luck and the, you know, someone took a chance on you?
Yeah, a bit of maybe soccer, I reckon. If I didn't grow so much, it might have been all right. And yeah, maybe if I was a bit better.
What age did you realise you weren't Lionel Messi?
well, I was a centre-back, so I never quite was Lionel Messi. But when I was about 16, 17, I just kept growing and growing and growing. And I thought, fuck, this is getting harder. And footy, it's getting quite enticing.
Just so much bigger than everyone else out here. Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Mate, good. So get those in to Insta. Going off that little segment.
It's very big.
And Budgie Smuggler's great supporter. So get them in for your $100. Hey, quick one on the footy Dreamtime. We touched on it. Pretty exciting game to play. And you're a big game player too.
Mm. Yes, yeah. Maybe you could say that. But I'm very excited for this weekend. I played in the Dreamtime game up in Darwin a couple of years ago. That was a pretty special experience. But now looking forward to my first one in Melbourne. It's going to be.
So it's your first?
Yeah, first in Melbourne.
Back at the G for first time in 2 years, I think.
Yeah, so we've got a big crowd in. Yeah. So no, it'll be good.
Are we fanboying? I'm considering getting on the train and fanboying.
Yeah, 100%.
With the Drapes badge.
I'll be there.
Almost there, boys. Yes. I know you got to get to Pottery. You got to get to
TikTok. I'm going to Pottery as well.
That was 200 Plus. good, weird episode. That I like the old boys coming on. Hey, follow 200 Plus on Spotify or subscribe on iTunes or wherever you listen to your pods. That was 200 Plus. See you, State of Origin. We'll be ahead of you next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.